The Padres were all over Rockies starter Ty Block in the top of the first inning. Xander Bogaerts led off with a single. Fernando Tatis Jr. walked. Jerks and Profar walked. The bases were loaded with one out for Ha-Sung Kim.
Here's the pitch. Kim goes down, reaches for it, pokes it over the head of the first baseman Montero and down the right field line. Bogaerts has scored. Tatis on his way. Kim into second base with a two-run double. And the Padres have a 2-0 lead here in the first.
Jackson Merrill followed with a sac fly to score Profar. It was 3-0. Kim was still in scoring position for Eggy Rosario.
Rosario homered against Block last September at Petco. Swings here, lines it into center field in a base hit. Kim racing towards third. He's being waved. Doyle comes up throwing. It will not be in time. And an RBI single for Eggy Rosario and a four spot for the Pods here in the top of the first.
Padres had a 4-0 lead after just a half inning. Matt Waldron made the start for the Padres, and he was rolling early, 9 up, 9 down, on just 33 pitches to begin his evening. The Rockies loaded the bases against him in the bottom of the fourth on a couple of walks and an infield single, but Waldron retired the rest of the side to get out of it. Waldron was through five scoreless innings as the Padres came to bat in the top of the sixth inning. Padres scratched across another run against Rockies reliever Victor Vodnik to make it a 5-0 game. Waldron then took the mound in the bottom half of the inning. With one out and nobody on, it was Ryan McMahon.
The 2-0 pitch. Sent in the air to right center field. Well struck. Merrill back into the gap. He's looking up. It's going to go. Into the bullpen. A home run for Ryan McMahon. His third of the year. And the Rockies crack open the run column for the first time tonight. Padres lead it 5-1.
That home run was the only blemish on Waldron's record here tonight. He was great. Six innings, one run, four hits, five strikeouts, three walks on 91 pitches. And all that at the altitude in Denver. Very impressive. Yuki Matsui threw a very quick 1-2-3 frame in the bottom half of the seventh inning to keep the Padres ahead 5-1. We went to the eighth inning. Padres still leading by that score as Wandy Peralta took the mound. The Rockies got a little bit closer, courtesy of Elias Diaz.
2-2, the quick pitch, sent in the air to deep center field. Merrill is back. He's on the warning track, leaps up, can't make the catch. Over the fence, a home run for Elias Diaz. His second of the year, a solo shot, and now 5-2 San Diego.
So it was 5-2. Rockies were getting closer, and with a three-run lead, the Padres unable to add on in the top of the ninth inning. So that meant Robert Suarez came on for the save opportunity in the bottom half of the ninth inning, with the Padres still leading 5-2. He did quick work of Brenton Doyle for out number one, and then got a quick ground out from Brendan Rodgers for out number two. There were two outs and nobody on for the Rockies. And this is what Suarez did to shut the door.
0-2 to Goodman. Suarez delivers and a swing and a miss. Strike three. Robert Suarez, a 1-2-3 ninth on just seven pitches to close it out. And the Padres beat the Rockies 5-2.
Nice win for the Padres here tonight. 5-2 the final score. Robert Suarez now a perfect 9-for-9 in save opportunities this season. In the early part of 2024, he's done a fantastic job. Final totals here tonight for the Padres, 5 runs, 8 hits, no errors. And for the Rockies, 2 runs, 5 hits, and 2 errors. Padres scoring 4 in the first inning. You felt like it would be a classic high-scoring Coors Field kind of game. It wasn't that way here tonight. We had another pretty low-scoring affair as the Padres win it 5-2. Padres, again, now 14-13 on the year. Rockies drop to 6-19.